to listen to the Left Traffic Podcast.
What is up, Lap Traffic Nation? Welcome to episode 129 of the Lap Traffic Podcast. I am your host, the Professor Brandon Crowd, and a very special bonus show, a rather unplanned bonus show, but super excited. First off, let me start off by saying tonight's bonus show would not have happened without Michigan International Speedway, and the friends over there at MIS are the ones that helped set up the interviews for this bonus extra content show. Could not be more appreciative and thankful to the guys over at MIS. Speaking of MIS, if you missed episode 127 with MIS's own Rick Brenner, make sure you go check that out. Along with June Race sponsor from Firekeepers, Jim Wise was on. Jim also wanted me to pass along a little note that unfortunately Joey Logano will not be able to make the meet and greet on Thursday next weekend, but the prize winners from the Lap Traffic Firekeepers MIS giveaway will still be getting their autographs in the mail for sure. And don't forget, go check out this past Tuesday's show with NASCAR Chasm, the MOATF podcast, and the debut show with Brian Newdorf's weather segment. I promise you, you will have fun listening to that one. And next week, two shows as well. Going to have the regular Tuesday show with Michigan's own from MRN Radio, Jeff Striegel. And then the big bonus show Friday from the MIS Media Center, which is going to be a lot of fun. Lots planned for that one. Hoping and really going to try to have that posted mid-afternoon on Friday so that you can crank that bad boy up for the drive home from work. And, you know, check it out whenever. But it should be up for the drive home next Friday, which is going to be a lot of fun. Don't forget, the Lap Traffic Podcast is a part of the Big Heads Media Network. Go check out bigheadsmedia.com. Bunch of awesome sports and entertainment podcasts over there, so go check that out. Tonight, big show lined up for this short but awesome bonus show from Hendrick Motorsports, Mr. Alex Bowman, and from Joe Gibbs Racing, Christopher Bell on the show tonight. I'll mix in some social media, all that good stuff. So let's get this bonus show on the road. Let's kick things off with Mr. Alex Bowman. Lap Traffic Nation, joining me on the line, making his first appearance on the Lap Traffic Podcast. He is the driver of the 88 with Hendrick Motorsports. Welcome to the show, Alex Bowman. Alex, what's going on, man? How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. How was your Memorial Day?
I was good. You know, that was an honor to have John Tumelson's name on the car and have his sisters out there, and wish we would have been six spots better, but we were in good shape and had a flat tire late. So we'll learn from it and keep digging, and you know, it's been a good couple weeks for us here lately.
Absolutely. You know, I think it is so cool what NASCAR does at the 600, putting all of the servicemen and women on the cars. I think that's an awesome tradition. That is really cool. Keeps it humbled, which I think is awesome. You mentioned your 600 performance there a little bit of a slow start. You got things dialed in for the second stage, finishing second to Keselowski, and then you mentioned the flat tire there. But overall, anything that you guys will be able to take from that to some of the other mile and a half tracks that are going to be coming up here in the summer months?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, we ran something completely different than we ran at Kansas, and obviously Kansas was a lot better for us. So I think you'll see us kind of go back that way a little bit, but you know, it was an interesting week for us. We were definitely off of where we thought we were going to be. And I was really unhappy with the car. Just drivability really wasn't there. So we kind of struggled through practice and thought we hit on something really good at the end of final practice. And then that just didn't translate to driving very well in the race. So Greg had to make a lot of adjustments. I think he did about everything you can possibly do to loosen up during the race, but, could have been a whole lot worse. And just glad we're headed in the right direction. And I think our mile and a half stuff is really strong. You know, we just kind of took something different there that didn't quite mesh with that racetrack.
Sure. One thing that, you know, is really big talk right now is the whole, is Chevy back? Chevy obviously showing some speed over the last few weeks at plate track, mile track, mile and a half track. But I think what's really exciting for the fans is seeing that maybe not just Chevy potentially being back, but the 88 is back. I know you got a lot of fan support, and fans love seeing the 88 you know, perform well on the track. 3 second place finishes. That's good and bad, right? Overall, good sign just because you're headed in the right direction, but bad because of just, you know, the whole bridesmaid thing hanging over your head there, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think the first two were great and the third one sucked. So, you know, by the third week, it's like, man, I just want to close one of those out. But it's been a lot of fun, you know, just growing with that race team and continuing to improve and seeing how much better our race cars are now than what we started with. So, you know, very appreciative of each and every person's hard work at HMS. They've been working their butts off, and it's definitely shown up and definitely paying off. So I think, I mean, obviously all the Chevys have gotten quite a bit better, but, you know, HMS as a whole has really gotten better as well.
Anything specific that the 88 team is maybe doing to help contribute to the whole Chevy thing being back and you guys being back and feeling competitive out there on the track?
I don't know. You know, I think it's just a culmination of a lot of people working hard in a lot of different areas. You know, it's not one thing we found or one area that we worked on. I think it's just kind of everything coming together. So specifically, I don't know. I couldn't tell you exactly what it is or isn't other than just a lot of hard work.
Sure, sure.
You know, we're all racers, and we're going to keep digging and continue to get better.
Absolutely. One thing I kind of want to just maybe flash back a little bit to 2016, 2017. You ran a limited Xfinity schedule. You got the call that you were going to fill in for Dale Jr., which no one knew at that time, you know, how long that was going to be. 2017 had to be hard, just itching to get into the ride after kind of just sitting there not really doing much on track 2017. And now here we are 2019. You know, you shared a ride with Gordon a little bit there when you were subbing in. You know, can you kind of summarize that now that you've been in the car for a full year and it's become your own and look back on that experience?
Yeah, I think 16, I mean, really from 13 on, was just this crazy roller coaster of, you know, we had some good runs in 13 in the Nationwide Series and did a lot with a little, ran really good with a really small budget with a really small team. And 14, you know, we went cup racing, which was really cool, but, you know, doing it for some really small teams between 14 and 15. And it's not really a whole lot of fun. I got to learn a lot. And learn about how the cup races go and how they play out, but I didn't really get to have a whole lot of fun.
Sure.
You know, and then 16 to get fired and then get hired by Hendrick Motorsports 6 months later, it was pretty crazy. You know, it was a crazy turn of events. And when you get fired by probably the smallest team in NASCAR, you kind of think it's over at that point, right? You don't ever think that Mr. Hendrick's going to call you to go drive his race car. So it was a lot of ups and downs, you know, and then to go into 18 and kind of after how well we ran in 16 and how well we ran in limited starts in 17, I really thought that 18 was going to be a lot of race wins with the new car and just really strong. And we didn't have that. So, you know, still ups and downs, but we're just trying to get more consistent, and it's been a lot of fun being a part of HMS.
It's been a lot of fun to watch the growth and development of you throughout all three series. And now, I mean, you know, like we talked a few minutes ago, you know, 3 second place finishes, you know, it's obviously coming. It's going to be a lot of fun to see that when it happens. And I personally am hoping that that happens in a couple weeks at Michigan International Speedway, where my home track. I'll be out there all weekend doing a bunch of stuff with the show. Talk about a little bit, MIS, what's that like down in Charlotte and at the shop, you know, knowing what it's like going to the Motor City, you know, a lot of the manufacturer's backyard, so to speak. What would that win maybe be like for you guys if you were able to do it at MIS?
Yeah, Michigan's a really important place for us to go, obviously, with GM being there. And, you know, we want to do everything we can to run up front there. You know, obviously there's some other manufacturers close by there, and we want to beat them there more than anywhere else. So it's a really fast racetrack. It's a lot of fun, super high grip. And, you know, I think this package is going to change it a lot and change how the race plays out a lot. I think it's going to look a lot like Kansas did, which I think can obviously be very good for us. So I'm really looking forward to getting there. You know, I think we're just going to take about what we had at Kansas and call it good. It should be really good there as well. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Awesome. Alex, tell everyone where they can follow you at on social media.
Yeah, so all my social media handles are AlexBowman88. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. So I don't know. I stay off Twitter a little bit. I feel like Twitter is just the evil place these days.
Totally is.
I'm on Instagram quite a bit. You'll probably see a lot of pictures of my dogs and stuff. But yeah, Twitter people, be nice. You guys should probably be a little nicer than you are sometimes.
100% there. Couldn't agree with you more. Lap Traffic Nation, big thanks to Alex Bowman for calling in, driver of the 88 with HMS. Alex, good luck this weekend at Pocono, and maybe we'll see you at MIS.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Take care. Thank you. How cool was that to get to talk to Alex Bowman? I mean, come on. Seriously? That just happened? Yes, it did. Definitely one of the bigger names on the Lap Traffic Podcast. Very cool. A lot of fun. Cannot wait to see him get to Victory Lane sooner rather than later. See, I'd like to take him in the Lap Traffic Fantasy, but I can't because that's like a guaranteed jinx. So until I start picking a little bit better there, I will not be taking Alex Bowman. I will not be the cause of Alex Bowman not getting a W. So, all right, let's move things right along. Everyone, make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Like on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow on Twitter, at Lap Traffic PC, and on Instagram, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Make sure you listen to the show on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, Blueberry, Acast, Spreaker, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Just search The Lap Traffic Podcast. The giveaway for the autograph Richard Childress Racing diecast commemorating the RCR Museum. It's so close. Less than 60 followers to go. Maybe we can get that given away here before MIS. If not, I got a feeling it'll be right after MIS that bad boy is going to a lucky follower. And speaking of followers, got some extra new follower shout-outs. MS Adams 154 at M Adams 154, a big Huskies and NASCAR fan. Kendra at Kendra TYC from Ohio, big Tyler Riddick fan, and Robert Smith at Robert Smith Bell 1 from Indiana, another diehard NASCAR fan. Welcome to the show, guys. Hope you like it. Tell your friends. Don't forget about stickers, koozies. I put a couple in the mail today, actually. So if you want one, visit the website, go to the contact page, and just give me your name and address, and I will send you one free of charge. And since this is not the Tuesday show, I'm going to drop a little fantasy plug in here. Don't forget to send in your fantasy picks by 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time this Friday for Pocono. This week starts segment 2 of the Lap Traffic Podcast Fantasy. I've got Bell and Elliot this week. Fingers crossed I can break the curse and actually be relevant in my own league. All right. A little bit of business is done. It's time for the second interview on this bonus show Thursday with Mr. Christopher Bell. Lap Traffic Nation, joining me on the line, making his first appearance on the Lap Traffic Podcast. He is the driver of the number 20 with Joe Gibbs Racing in the Xfinity Series. Christopher Bell, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am awesome. Thanks so much. How was the Memorial Day for you?
It was really good. I got to go out and do some sprint car racing, so that was a lot of fun to celebrate Memorial Day driving sprint cars.
That's awesome. I wish I could go do that on Memorial Day. So let's talk about this past weekend at Charlotte. Obviously not the result you guys were probably hoping for after putting it on the pole to start, led early on. But anything that you can take from this weekend as we head into the summer months, which are full of mile and a half tracks?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we can take away is just the speed we had. We had really, really good speed, and our Ream Supra was really fast. So hopefully that means that we'll be able to keep that up, especially going into Pocono and Michigan here, which are two racetracks that I really enjoy. So, they're bigger racetracks. So hopefully we can take some notes from Charlotte and apply it to those two tracks.
That's awesome. Let's jump to Michigan since you mentioned that. So that's my home track. Can't wait to get out there. I'll try to come by and say hi if I see you out there. But, talk a little bit about the importance of MIS. It's the Motor City. Most of the manufacturers are here. What type of extra talk and chatter do you guys put into the car and all that knowing when you're coming up here to MIS?
About Michigan is just the raw speed that that track produces. And as a race car driver, you have a serious need for speed. And Michigan is one of the racetracks that fulfills that need for speed. So going there, you know that you're going to have to be on it every lap, because whenever you're doing 200 miles an hour, there's very little wiggle room. And most of the time, if you make a mistake, you end up on a wrecker.
Yeah, not the first, and I bet not the last to tell me that. I think it was Matt D. I talked to last year said it's going into turn one. You almost kind of just want to hold on tight and close your eyes and hope you make it through.
That's a pretty good way to put it.
Let's talk a little bit about your transition from the Truck Series to the Xfinity Series. You go out in just your second full-time season in the Truck Series and take home the championship. You won 13% of the races that you drove in, and now you're in your second full-time season in the Xfinity Series. 11 wins in just 52 races. You have made it look flawless from the TV side of things. Has it felt as flawless as you're making it look?
Man, it really hasn't. The biggest thing about, my driving style or really how my career has gone so far is I've been able to win races. That really hasn't been the issue. But the issue is, whenever I can't win, finishing inside the top 10 or finishing inside the top 5, it seems like I either end up in victory lane or on a wrecker somewhere. So that's something that I'm going to have to work on and continue to get better at as a race car driver and just become a smarter race car driver.
Well, in just seeing your performance in the Xfinity and the Truck Series to Xfinity, I can definitely see a vast noticeable difference in your control out there on the track. So, I mean, obviously it's a learning curve as you will continue your career, but it is noticeable seeing you from the Truck Series to the Xfinity Series.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. So let's talk, as you mentioned, you're either in victory lane or the wreckers, it seems like. 2018, dominating season, 7 wins, couple of unfortunate situations in the playoffs at Kansas and Texas. But here we are, 2019, 11 races, 3 wins in. Is this the Christopher Bell Revenge Tour 2019?
The only thing is, though, is that the championship ultimately comes down to one race. So at the end of the day, you got to be good at Homestead. That was one of our worst races last year. So we're going to go out there and try and do the best we can. And, if we can come home with the championship, then that's the goal. But if we can get out of here with another 5-plus win season, then I'm going to be happy.
That's awesome. I think that's a great way to look at it, too, especially, you drive like a veteran. You've got wins like a veteran. But you are still, not a rookie, but you are – still a young driver out there. And I think that's a great perspective to have, to know, like, hey, wins come, and with wins comes championships. So that's I think that's an awesome perspective to have. That's fantastic there. One of the things that I know a lot of my listeners enjoy, because if you listen to a podcast of NASCAR, you got to be a diehard. So all of the listeners love all three series. And I think all three series in NASCAR bring a unique product week in and week out. And one of the things that I love about the Xfinity series is the Dash for Cash component that they add early on in the year. It's fun to watch. I feel exciting watching it. It's like a little mini homestead to me, it feels like, because it doesn't matter where you finish as long as you finish ahead of the four other guys. Is it exciting racing when you are competing for those, or are you more focused on just going out there for the win? And if the Dash for Cash happens, that's cool.
Man, it's funny you say that, because that really is truly how it works. You know, it really kind of is practice for Homestead, where you get in a different mindset of just racing three other competitors. And, you know, it's unique because you don't have that situation in any other races except for Homestead and the other Dash for Cash races.
Yeah, no, I think it's one of the coolest parts of the year. I wish they could expand that throughout there. You know, lots of changes in NASCAR across all three series. Obviously, the big talk being, you know, the schedule and possibly more schedule changes. Is there something that you personally would like to see changed, either across the series, series wide, or maybe just in the Xfinity series to help it stand out even more?
Well, I'll be honest, I'm excited about the future of NASCAR right now, and I feel like the schedule changes that are coming are going to be really good, and I'm even more excited to see what 2021 is going to bring.
Absolutely. I'm excited. It's, you know, we're going into Pocono this weekend. I talked a little bit about it on my show the other night. You know, Pocono was not, someone that doesn't get to do this for a living and just rotate some tracks that they go to, Pocono wasn't high on the list, you know, outside of some of the other ones. But the double that they're doing next year, I'm going to the double. Like, it's crazy how that just bumped that up on the list. So I can only imagine what other potential exciting things could come. What would you say about possibly, if this works, an Xfinity double? Is that something that would be cool for you guys?
Idea, and probably what I would love more than that would be, you know, a doubleheader, maybe at different racetracks, maybe go to, you know, Pocono on Saturday and Dover on Sunday or something like that, to where you know, you have less practice time on the racetrack and more races.
That see, now you just got the goosebumps going and all of that. I'm very excited about that. Chris, tell everybody where they can follow you at on social media.
All of my social media channels are at CBell Racing.
Excellent. Chris, man, thank you so much for taking some time to call in the show. I appreciate it. Laugh Traffic Nation, big thanks to Christopher Bell, driver of the number 20 with Joe Gibbs Racing. Good luck this weekend at Pocono, and hopefully be able to catch up, shake your hand at MIS, man.
Thank you. We'll see you there.
Awesome. Take care. And yes, folks, that just happened on the Laugh Traffic Podcast. Christopher Bell, couldn't be more excited to have those two guys on the show. Hopefully get a chance to say hi to those guys at MIS so they can put a face to the name of the show that they were on. And it's funny, I forgot to mention to Christopher Bell the love he gets from the Lat Traffic Fantasy Players, and that he is constantly the top pick week in and week out for the Lat Traffic Fantasy League. That would have been fun. And I would have definitely told him that I won't be taking him. Well, actually, I am. I am taking him this week. So I'm hoping that I can break the curse with Christopher Bell on Saturday and kick things off for segment two of the Lap Traffic Fantasy League. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, like I said, it was going to be a short one, but a good one. Lap Traffic Nation, that is going to do it for episode 129 of the Lap Traffic Podcast. Make sure you check out the website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Like on Facebook, the Lap Traffic Podcast. Follow on Twitter, at Lap Traffic PC. Subscribe, download, review the show on iTunes, Podbean, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Go check out Freddie the Pizza Man's Autism Charity link on the website. Less than 60 to go in the RCR diecast giveaway. Keep retweeting that. Big thanks to Alex Bowman and Christopher Bell for calling in. And huge thanks to MIS. Next week, Jeff Striegel and the MIS bonus show. You are getting your fill of lap traffic over the next couple weeks. Don't get caught chasing the lucky dog. Make sure you tune in each and every week to the Lap Traffic Podcast. See ya!